This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1085. Play show and tell to practice IELTS listening skills.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today, you'll hear a fast, native group conversation with the entire All Ears English team, discussing our most valued possessions. Listen in to practice understanding multiple speakers and learn a bit about the All Ears English team.
Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN.
Hi, guys. Welcome to another fun YouTube conversation. I love these.
Me too.
Me everyone.
Hi. Today's is a little different, so get excited. We are playing what's called show and tell. This is very popular with young kids in school, where you bring something to school from home and show it and tell about it and why it's important. And we, as an All Ears English team, are going to do this. We're going to show you something that is meaningful to us or important and describe it and say why. It's perfect that this is a video on YouTube so that we can show our items, right?
So cool.
And remember, guys, for conversations like this, along with a vocabulary lesson, quiz, and transcripts, go to allearsenglish.com/fast. They're always really fun conversations. And for you IELTS students, this can be a speaking question to ask you a part two, describe something you own, which is important to you. So listen to the vocabulary we're using, the way we're describing things, so that you can practice answering questions about objects that you might own.
Yes, perfect. All right. That's
I'll
awesome.
Go first. Are you guys good. Ready?
Yes.
Right. Okay, this is the item that I'm showing. It's the Arc de Triomphe. How do you say that in English? Arc de Triomphe.
Wow, great accent.
I know, that was good. I like that.
So this is a monument in Paris, and I love Paris. I would live there if I could. I have been a few times, and it's just my favorite. I think the people there are amazing. I love the language. And this is a double whammy, because this is actually made out of Legos.
That's awesome.
So I love building things out of Legos with my kids. They all love Legos. We've built lots of different monuments like this, which are fun, and also random ships or whatever, and then they'll be creative and build really fun things. So this is a double-edged sword that I have a fun time playing with my kids, and I love Paris.
Very cool. That's so awesome. Good.
I love Paris too.
I want to give a shout out to Aubrey in case you are watching this YouTube video right now and you don't know many details about Aubrey yet. I want to tell you she's fluent in French. She can she teaches French, you guys. Amazing. So I just want to tell you how amazing Aubrey is.
I know.
That's so great.
Okay,
I didn't
amazing.
Know you taught
I knew
French,
that already.
Aubrey.
That
That's so
did.
Cool.
I taught French at the university before I had the twins. So yes, I taught high school and college French, and I loved it. I miss it.
That's amazing.
But I also love ESL. It's a toss-up for me, so I'm excited to be teaching you guys English as well, because there's so much that transfers from foreign language learning and ESL, right? It's all the same skills, really.
Absolutely. Yeah. Love it.
Okay, who's next? Jessica, you want to go next?
So, I grabbed this. It was on a nearby bookshelf, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is perfect. Okay, so this is a baseball. And it is signed by all of James' teammates on his Little League team this spring. It was the cutest idea that the coaches had. I think I might steal it when I coach soccer in the fall because it was so
cute.
You're
going to coach soccer?
I love that.
Yeah.
He always coaches.
Assistant. Yeah. I hope somebody else would be the head coach, but I did sign up to be assistant again. So guys, this is why I think this is such a cool idea. It's the way they presented it to the kids. Everything is such like a positive growth mindset. So the end of the year, the last like practice, it's a parent kid game, which we won, by the way. Anyway, I shouldn't brag about that, but it was really fun.
Brag. Mom brag.
I'm so competitive. Anyway, we won. It was awesome. So anyway, parent team, parent kid game. And then we had a pizza party. And so all the kids signed all of these baseballs and then each of the parents got one. And the way it was presented, it was like, we don't know who is going to be a famous baseball player one day. So keep this ball because these kids are amazing. And you could just see all of the kids' faces.
Beaming.
Like they're like looking at each other. And so I am going to keep this forever because it's so special. Every time I look at it, I just remember the pride of the kids.
And you know, it might be worth a lot of money one day.
You know, there's
you never
that.
Know. You
there's
never
a little
know.
Investment opportunity for myself. I would give the money to James. It's his team. But
for sure.
Anyway, that's my awesome. Object.
I love that. That's
fantastic. Love
I'm
that.
I'm impressed that you coach or help coach your team.
Me too.
I always said it's always like the, can you coach? And when I don't check that box, I have a little bit of guilt. I'm like, no.
But that's so cool, Jessica.
It is cool.
It's amazing. It's super fun. And I mean, I just want to say like, just last thing, I promise. And then Lindsay and Michelle, it's your guys' turn. But coaching your kids, I want everybody to try to coach your kids if you can. And if you don't feel bad because everybody is so busy. But like, as they get older and you see it stops being babysitting and it starts being actual coaching and you see improvement, you see these results, and it's so satisfying. Just like when we're teaching English to our students, seeing the results is the most satisfying, gratifying thing.
For sure. Totally. Okay, Michelle, I'm excited to see and hear about yours.
Okay, well, that is cool, Justin. My brother just coached my nephew's baseball team, and
awesome.
My sister-in-law coached a soccer team, and I got to watch my brother coaching. It was like very touching to me. Wow. Like he really loved it, and it was very
so
cool to watch him in that way, like making
That's
jokes
cool.
and cool. Anyway, okay, so this is mine. I think I may have shared this on Instagram once, but I'm sharing it today. So this is a one line a day journal.
Oh, cool.
And so it's 5 years worth now. The problem with it is my handwriting is so bad and I get really excited. So that you have, so guys, so what it is basically like you start whatever year you want. So I got this right when I found out that I was pregnant with my son. And so I've had it for now a few years and you write in and there is like 5 spaces. And so it's supposed to be the same day. And then you have for 5 years.
Awesome.
But when you're me, what you do is you get excited and then write way too much for every day. And you start like writing over the edges. And like, I realized that it was a problem and I would never be able to read it. So there's many things in here that I can't read.
I want to see a page. Open it up. I want to see one of those pages that are just like packed full.
We're getting authentic.
Oh, yes.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. That's awesome.
Yeah.
We've heard about this on the podcast too. I love it.
We did? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, you can see it. Like I wrote, like, why do I write some of these things? I write bad sleep. Like, why do I need to know that? Like, guys, why? Why? There's no reason why I need to remember that.
That's fantastic.
I love the idea of one day your son being like, you know, like,
yeah,
75 or whatever, like discovering this journal, like having a little microscope. No, magnifying glass. Magnifying glass and reading it.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
So then I switched it over, and now it's a Google Doc that I just like every night before I go to sleep, I put it in there. But like, yeah, sometimes I don't know what details to include. Like, is it more for me? Is it more for my son one day?
Right.
And also, like, this is a digital thing, but I also, I write letters to him. I've only done like five or so, but like every so often when the mood strikes, I'll write him a letter. And my hope is that
that's really special.
Yeah. If he looks at the journal, he'll be like, oh my God, like bad sleep, worked these hours. Like, I don't, you know, like
something sentimental.
Like,
mom.
I don't know. Sometimes I write about things that are so not like important in years from now. Like, I got to kind of like filter it out. So anyway, but yeah, then I write him letters. What are the letters about? They're about you. No, I'm just joking.
They're all about you, Jessica. Nothing else.
Jessica said the funniest thing today.
No, I write him like, you know, like especially with the pandemic, I'll say like, oh, this is what's going on. Like, this is how I'm feeling.
That's wonderful.
I'll say, you know, like, that's you're growing up. Like, I'm going to cry. And like, you know, I'll just say, like at the end of one of them, I wrote like, if you finish reading this, please call me. I always love to hear from you.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool.
I'm going to start doing that.
I don't know when. So like, some people have email addresses for their kids, so they can just email them different things. So I wasn't sure what I wanted to do. So this is what I'm going with for now. And
I love it. That's great. Yeah. That is so beautiful.
You could do like a scheduled send. So like in 10 years, you could schedule it to send to him.
Yeah. We'll see. But I feel like if I had something like that now, like, you know, that I realized my parents had made for me and they said, you know, like, it would be so cool. That's why I wanted to.
You've inspired me. I'm going to start doing the letters. I love that. I've made books.
You have a lot to write. You have two.
They're on this shelf. I'm pointing. They're right there. I have a book for each one that has pictures and then me writing about like stuff that happened.
Oh, well,
for
that's
them.
Nice.
But I feel bad because my first child, Adeline's, is like every day and so full so much. And the twins, it's like.
Yeah.
Doesn't that always happen though with first children, and then, you know, later things
gets a little sporadic?
That's so
all right,
cool.
Lindsay, what about yours?
Okay,
let's see yours.
Well, you challenged me with this one because I'm not at my home, so I have no objects. This is the keys to my house here, my parents' house at the beach, and the reason this matters to me is family time. We bought this house in 2010, and when I think of coming down here, I think of like the deep smell of the ocean in the air, midsummer, spending time with family. So that's really what it's about. This house is crowded. Like, there's too much furniture in here because my parents sold their house in New Hampshire and moved all their furniture in here when there already was furniture. So I'm stubbing my toe everywhere. And, you know, as you guys know, when you spend time with your family, your parents, they can push your buttons, right? They can definitely push them at times. But at the end of the day, I'm spending time with my family. And if we didn't have this place, I don't think I'd see them nearly as much as I do. That's why this object, if you can imagine it, a house on the beach, means so much to me.
That's beautiful.
So that's what it is. It's all about them. And they're getting older, so I don't know how much time I have with them. So I treasure it. Yeah,
you want to take that time and make it as valuable as possible. Because it's limited now with all of us. We don't see them as much, so you want to make the time you do have together really, really count.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's one of the things that I admire so much about other cultures, other countries, is how, right, like families really are in closer proximity and closer as relationships than
so
Americans.
True.
Like,
it's often. So true.
We have to be so intentional about making those phone calls, you know, scheduling those visits and like making that time happen because we're all so far apart.
Sure. And it's helpful if you have a common place where you can come together, but it doesn't have to happen, right? It's not what we have to have. We have to get on the phone and make that happen for sure.
Yeah. So good job, Lindsay. I'm so happy you get to spend time with your family.
Right? Yeah, it's good.
No, thanks everyone for being willing to show something from your life that's meaningful for you. This is very helpful for our IELTS students who might be asked on the speaking exam to talk about something they own or something that is valuable to them, meaningful for them. So pay attention to the vocabulary we've used and the intonation. Listen to the really interesting native intonation. We sound excited and happy about what we're talking about. We shouldn't sound monotone or bored, which sometimes you'll have a tendency to do because it's a stressful, nerve-wracking situation on test day and you're talking to an examiner. So don't let yourself get in your head and use that more interesting, engaging intonation. And guys, go to allearsenglish.com/fast for more native conversations like this, along with vocabulary lessons, quiz, transcripts. It's the best practice you can do for the IELTS exam and just for being able to speak and understand group conversations in real life. Right, guys?
Yep.
Yes, exactly. Absolutely. This was fun. Thanks for this topic.
Thank you.
It.
So fun. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.